Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Hi there, Almanac time. Bob FM, Almanac, brought to you by Authority Fence. Authority Fence, we want you to know about Authority Fence, because when you're in your backyard oasis, your backyard's an oasis, right, Neil?
It really is.
Yeah, it is. So is mine. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of for years to come. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on Free Fence Estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. Almanac quiz today for the Elvis tickets. And I looked on this date in music history. I did not see any Elvis tidbits. So we'll save that for another day. But I'm giving these away during the all-request lunch hour, too.
Oh, good.
We got it's going to be a fun show, Elvis. It's an Almanac quiz, so listen to anything and everything we say on the Almanac. It is up for grabs and, as we like to say, fair game. We have an Almanac salute here today to start it out. It's an 80s power ballad. Lost the lead singer to Firehouse.
Oh.
Big drum now.
They played the Medina a number of times.
Firehouse lead singer Carl Snare. CJ Snare. They know, better known as CJ Snare. He should have been a drummer. The lead singer, songwriter, wrote all their hits and singing here on Love of a Lifetime.
How old was he, do you suppose?
He was born in 59. He just passed away late last week.
He was young. Younger than me.
He was 64.
Well, that's a sad deal.
Yeah, it is. So C.J. Snare, lead singer of Firehouse, now gone. But not forgotten. Today, Monday, April 8th, 99th day of the year. This date, 1865, they surrendered. It was over. It had been over for a while,
right?
Basically, but this officially ended it.
Appomattox?
Robert E. Lee, Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. The Confederate Army and Robert E. Lee surrendered to the Union.
Yep.
This date in 1865, a bloody, bloody 4 years.
That can only mean we're days away from the assassination.
You are correct. 1879, this date, milk was sold in glass bottles for the first time. Milk was a bad choice, as Ron Burgundy said. And I don't know if we ever, maybe as a novelty at one time, had milk in a glass jar or a glass bottle. But yeah, of course, we know how much older you are. You go back to the days. Didn't you visit the blacksmith daily for all of your blacksmithing needs, huh?
I really did.
I didn't thought you did. Yeah. But anyway, we always had, it was the cardboard carton first.
Yes.
And remember the big 1 gallon cardboard cartons? I don't think they make those anymore, but then you had the red handle. Remember the red plastic handle?
Yes.
On the 1 gallon, because they were heavy enough that you needed a handle, and you couldn't get your hand completely around it. The 1 gallon cardboard. And then, of course, now it's dominated by plastic.
Yeah, for sure. It is. I see they're going to quit selling them milk in plastic bags at Quick Trip.
Why is that?
Nobody uses them.
They just don't. It was a weird concept, you know. You'd flop it. You know, people would go, "Well, how do you pour it?" Well, they had a pitcher for it.
Yes,
there was a pitcher. There was a system to it, and maybe people never just really warmed up to that system.
It could be.
It's a bladder. We call that the bladder system. Basically, is what that is. Neil, put something in a bag like that, a liquid, and that's a bladder. 1879 milk sold in glass bottles. Then you get the patented jingling of the bottles, and the milkman would come up to your door.
We had it delivered a couple times a week, milk.
1973, Pablo Picasso died. He lived until 1973. He was 91, which
That's
is weird.
That's hard to believe.
It is. It's hard to believe because, well, because his name is mentioned with the likes of Da Vinci and Van Gogh and all these great artists that were seen as
1600s, 1700s, 1800s.
But Picasso was much more of a modern era artist.
That's cool.
And he died on this date. He was 91. He had both of his ears. That was a state in 73. 74, big day in sports.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
The crazy scene is that between second and third base, here these two guys come sprinting. They must have come from the first base line. And they catch up to Hank Aaron and give him a nice little pat.
They were very cordial.
Yes. That would never happen today.
No.
Because they would have security up and down the sideline there and down the up and down the baselines. And but that was really a big deal, and
I remember watching. Yeah,
it wasn't an easy deal. Yeah, they cut into network programming.
Yeah,
to go to this, basically, I think on all the networks.
Well, for sure, they were showing. I don't know if it was Monday Night Baseball or said there was a game, and yeah, they cut into it whenever Henry would come to the plate,
right.
And I remember seeing Al Downing deliver, and there it went.
It wasn't an easy trek to 715 for Aaron.
No, it wasn't.
He had to withstand all kinds of racial things and death threats and everything.
One of the all-time good guys.
Certainly.
Right there.
Finished with 755. He got number 714 several days before. I think it was a day last week, so he had to wait a couple of days.
Yeah.
It wasn't back-to-back games that he went from 714 to 715. Same day in 74.
Well, the rain exploded with a mighty crash as we fell into...
This song was released by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh. One of the best.
Band on the Run, Paul McCartney and Wings, released this date in 74.
Oh,
let's go to 83.
The Statue of Liberty, standing 305 feet high and weighing 450,000 pounds. And that was going to make her disappear.
And he did. David Copperfield, this day, made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Wow.
On this date, back in 1983, a live audience of 20 tourists and, of course, a TV special as well. Now people can just do it with their iPhone.
Yeah.
Or their Android or their
now you
Samsung.
See it, now you
can,
don't.
Yeah, there you go. It's bye-bye.
You could bomb it and blow it up.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, that would sound like a terroristic threat
Neil. I mean,
you're
your
bomb
phone.
The Statue of Liberty?
Yeah. I mean, you can do everything on your phone.
You think of about a photo bomb. You photo bomb somebody.
Yeah, that too.
Right, exactly. Okay. You mean you bomb it? You mean you airbrush
Haven't
it out?
Have you ever seen that? You can make a little video. One of my buddies had that. You know, we're standing around. It's a
you
picture
can make it
of a
explode?
Steroid. Yeah, somebody drops a bomb on you.
Wow.
You
dropped a bomb on me. That was a song. Remember that? To the Gap Band, I think. You dropped the bomb. Now, that seems like a very effective app on your phone. Very
useful.
Yeah,
it really does. It's funny.
It really does. Really does add to life. It does. It's for your own amusement, really.
Yeah, it really is.
And that's good. The number of things on your phone, when you really come to think about it, some of the things that it does it really make our life easier? Gives us more to do and to distract us.
More than likely.
Yes. How about 1984, 1 year later?
For a side brush made to please, you only want to be the shells and cheese.
It's not the same.
Velveeta singers.
The side dish steals the show when it's creamy Velveeta shells and cheese.
That's actually the Four Tops. They brought the Four Tops,
wow.
And that's how big and how good.
Spare no expense.
Velveeta shells and cheese, when they were introduced this date, 1984, Kraft, they knew everything about cheese that was kind of cheese.
Right.
Right? Nobody perfected that better than the folks at Kraft. And Kraft Velveeta. This was a game changer when it came to, the old macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. The 19-cent box.
Exactly.
This was an upgrade.
Exactly. But Kraft already had that market cornered because they had their own Kraft macaroni and cheese already, and now Velveeta. But this was creamy and it was good, and it came in liquid form.
Yeah,
or sludge form,
the aluminum kind of pouch.
We still don't know how much and if Velveeta indeed is cheese,
right?
Because sometimes I've run into that. It has more of the viscosity of, let's say, a spackle. Let's move on to 86.
But Carmel's sudden stardom doesn't please everybody.
5067.
During the campaign, they had T-shirts, and everybody came up with them. Make My Day T-shirts or Make Me Mayor T-shirts or whatever. And that was all kind of fun during the election. I have to admit it's gotten a little too much for me. After you've heard it for the 20,000th time... You start thinking, wait a minute, give me a break. Do I have to hear that Make My Day one more time?
Give me a break. Do I have to hear Make My Day one more time? The immortal words of Clint Eastwood there, Neil.
It's really good, though.
Exactly. Just like you, getting sick and tired. Hey, what's the temperature in your truck, Neil? Right. What's the deal, Neil?
Yeah. I've heard it.
Although
1,000.
you're not 20,000.
No.
Yet, like Clint Eastwood had heard it. No. But he was elected mayor of Carmel, California on this date.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes. Who was mayor first? Was it him or Sonny Bono? I was close to being kind of the same time.
Pretty close.
Sonny Bono might have been a year or two later. I can't remember. That's something you could look up if you wanted, or we could just move on to the next event here.
Harry Doyle here welcoming all of you to another season of Indians Baseball.
Here's a list of players we'll be inviting to camp.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
We'd love for you to come to spring training for a shot at this year's club.
By the way, you were with me last night.
Who's so, that was Major League debuted and premiered on this date. I don't know. I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. Can I get back to you, Charlie?
And Harry Doyle stole the show.
We could spend a whole almanac of just going over the great lines and the quotable lines from Major League.
Yes, we could.
It was released this date in 1989, right in time for the beginning of the baseball season. That's pretty genius, huh?
It was really good.
Those marketing folks know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Stones on this date. They were in China on this date.
Oh, wow.
Only thing older in China at the time, the Great Wall. This was 2006, and people were amazed. They were stunned. I wish I would have had the translation. They interviewed a bunch of the Chinese people there, and no translation. Thank you, Associated Press. I guess Associated Press just assumes everybody can speak Chinese and Mandarin. That was the state 2006 at the Shanghai Grand Stage, and then 2 years ago...
The Academy Board of Governors has made a decision on how to punish Oscar-winning actor Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock during last month's Oscar telecast. The board just released a statement and said that it has decided that for a period of 10 years... Will Smith will not be permitted to attend any events.
Okay. Will Smith banned from the Oscars for 10 years, Neil. Even Wally Carbo and Stanley Blackburn thought that was over the top.
That's harsh.
And that was too much.
Well, you know, you get what you get.
You get what you get, yeah.
He chose poorly.
That's right, he did.
And
he let his emotions get the best of him, and that's usually what happens in cases like that. So the countdown is on. So he was banned for 23 and then 24, so he's got 8 more years to go.
Yeah, it'll go by fast, Will.
On his ban. John Schneider is having a birthday today. Again, we're doing an almanac quiz. Elvis. John Schneider.
Time. Hey, Oscar. Listen, don't come sneaking in here like that, you know. You nearly scared the wrinkles off of Flash here.
Flash, we're sorry about that, but listen, we got a scare of our own, Roscoe. Yeah, we got shot at by some loony in a black limousine. It had personalized plates, NW.
Right. Why?
What do you mean, why?
We don't know why. Well, if I know you two jokers, you probably did something to instigate it in the first place. And as soon as Flash and I get through with her dog training, well, then we'll go out there and find out what you two did.
I really think that Flash was the big star of Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, who's Flash?
Flash was Roscoe's bloodhound.
Oh, okay.
Sick him, Flash. Flash. It was great. Once they introduced Flash, it gave him another kind of foil there for Roscoe P. Coltrane. And, so Flash is his dog. Was it Bo or Luke? Who was your favorite of the Duke boys?
I think I was more of a Bo guy.
They both dabbled in country music.
Yes,
Tom Mopat, John Schneider, and it is Bo. He was a heartthrob.
A little more success for John Schneider.
Yes, I would say so, yes. John Schneider. Tom's was more definitely of a dabble.
And that guy who played Roscoe, that James Best.
James Best.
He was in every show known to mankind.
Had to make a living.
Yeah, he was great.
He was
great in Gunsmoke. I'm sure he was in Little House.
Was in Little House. No, I know every episode.
He was on every Western.
John Schneider, I think, got blacklisted by Michael Landon.
Was
he in Bonanza?
I don't know.
If you're in Bonanza, then you're naturally going to be in Little House on the Prairie.
That's true, too.
It isn't always Gunsmoke Little House, but Bonanza Little House is very, very popular.
Right.
It's a very popular move. John Schneider is 64.
Ever since you've been leaving me, I've been wanting to cry.
Kind of sounds like John Lennon.
It does.
I know how it feels for you.
Yeah, he had a couple of good hits, a couple of songs that were successful. Valot, and then this one, Too Late for Goodbyes. That's Julian Lennon,
nice.
A.K.A. Jude. Julian Lennon, 61, the son of John Lennon. Robin Wright, formerly known as Robin Wright Penn, Neil.
Okay.
Now she's just Robin Wright. She's 58. Can you say it with me? Jenna.
He doesn't mean it when he does things like this. It doesn't.
I would never hurt you, Jenna.
I know you wouldn't, Forrest.
She was Jenna from Forrest Gump. She was also Buttercup in The Princess Bride.
Yes.
And she was recently also in House of Cards.
Okay.
She was the first lady, married to Kevin Spacey. She was good in that. Really liked that show. She is 58. Some high-end screaming right here.
Yeah, it really is.
That's how you get the job in a slasher film, is to be able to scream like this.
Oh, that's award-winning right there.
Patricia Arquette, she's one of the dream warriors that Freddy Krueger is going after.
Oh.
In Nightmare on Elm Street 3, she is sister of David Arquette and Roseanne Arquette. She's won an Emmy. She's been in a lot of TV shows, and boy, did she scream up a storm in one of her early roles on that one there, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. What a rush. She's 56, by the way. Let's go to that home improvement home.
If something good happens to you, and Brad and Randy are happy that it happened, it's probably not a good thing.
I'm going to get them back.
Wait, what do you want to do to them?
I'm going to tell them that they're ugly and that their feet stink.
Ouch.
He was the youngest of the three boys, Taylor boys there. He's Mark Taylor on Home Improvement. They were always ganging up on that poor little guy.
Yeah, he had a tough time.
Taryn Noah Smith today, and this is going to make you feel old. He's 40.
Ooh,
and our rapper of the day is DJ Loaf.
Oh, no DJ relation to meat.
It could be Dej Loaf. Could be Dej Loaf because it's D, small E, capital J, and then Loaf. Kind of like meat loaf.
Sure.
Dej. I'm going to go Dej. I kind of like that. Dej Loaf. Sounds French. 33 today.
I want to eat that.
Sure you do.
Sounds good. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with three-time Olympic gold medal winning figure skater, Sonia Henie. She was the first female athlete to earn $1 million.
That's Henie.
Sonia Henie, 1912. Our former first lady of the day is Betty Ford. She was married to Gerald and founder of the Betty Ford Clinic and has done did a lot of wonderful things. The fine first lady, Betty Ford.
She sobered a lot of people up, Neil.
She really did.
And you know how she did it? They would just come in. She would be in a bathing suit. Sober.
Scared, sober.
Bikini, sober, right. Done.
Betty Ford, 1918.
And then they go, I paid $50,000 for this?
Right.
But it worked. I mean,
it
what
did.
Else? I mean,
yeah, you've been scared straight. Edward Mulhair was, well, you remember him from Knight Rider, I'll bet, and others.
Knight Rider, yes.
Devin, I don't even know me with this face. Now, what's all this about my car?
No resemblance between that car and your own is purely superficial.
What are you talking about? Devin, that's my car. I left it out in the desert.
No, it may look like your car, but in actuality, this vehicle is probably the most expensive car in the world.
Yeah, we're talking about Kit, Neil. You know Kit.
Kit, the talking dog, the talking car,
the whole thing. And he was the guy who gave Michael Knight his marching orders.
There you go. He was the guy. Knight Rider. Oh, he was also in The Ghost and Mrs. Muir from the mid-60s.
Beard. What a beard he had in that show. I mean, that was just majestic.
Edward Mulhair, beard and all, 1923. Funny guy, comedian Shecky Green.
Because I had an introduction one time on a television show about 8 years ago, almost destroyed my career the way I was brought out. There's a guy on Sunday nights, I forget his name right now, but...
He's tonight on our show. Well, I'd like very much, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce a young, fat, fat, young, fat. A young, fat.
Made it sound like there was a Chinese comic coming out. Meantime, I'm backstage trying to lose weight.
Pretty good impression there by Shecky Green.
I'm backstage trying to lose weight. Shecky Green there. Funny man and a pretty good impression for sure. 1926. We do have a couple of former athletes in our mentionings today. Havlicek stole the ball. John Havlicek.
You got to do the Johnny Most.
Right. He was the sixth man, it seemed like, every year, and then he was a starter for the Celtics. Very competitive, good player. Hall of Famer John Havlicek, 1940 basketball player, of course. We'll get to some others, but we got to interrupt the sports to get in some music. MTV original VJ J.J. Jackson.
All right, I'm J.J. Jackson, and I'll be sitting in with the latest video music performances the way they were meant to be. That's in stereo on MTV Music Television. You'll never look at music the same way again.
We never did.
In stereo with J.J. Jackson there again, one of the original MTV VJs. 1941, 5 years later, a guy who gave up a home run to Tony Oliva, who would be the first designated hitter to ever hit a home run, and it was Jim Catfish Hunter.
Hey, the Fruit of the Loom guys.
Catfish Hunter!
Hey, the star pitcher buys our underwear!
Who I made the big leagues, I bought them for the price.
What a price!
Now I buy what's quality.
Like I was Super Ben Waistband.
Jim Catfish Hunter, he wore Fruit of the Looms.
Yeah, he sure did. Look good on him. He died early of cancer. But boy, he was a dominant right-hander with the A's. Helped them win a championship or two. He and Vita Blue made a pretty impressive combination. Jim Catfish Hunter, 1946.
Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
Biz Markie. You got He's our I rapper need. Of the day.
Dead rapper of the day.
Yeah. He's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
Sing like that.
You should rap.
Biz Markie is our gone rapper of the day. He was born on this day, 1964.
I like to say Biz Markie.
Oh, Biz
Markie. Stress
yeah.
on the end.
Yes, that's good. I like that.
That's a very popular song, though, Neil. I know you don't need it, but that was a very popular song, if you will. He did some rapping and then a little bit of singing, if you want to call it that in there. Yeah. But that was the appeal to it. Because anybody could sing to that then.
And he was, for sure. And the guy who was the American Sniper,
yes.
Chris Kyle, a war hero born on this day in 1974. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
He's the one who had the run-in with Jesse.
Yes.
You know, that and then the book and then the lawsuit and everything that took place there. Elvis is coming. It's kind of like Tony, but it's Elvis, tribute to the King, Saturday. Sure. April 13th, that's this Saturday, according to my calendar. And today's trivia question and quiz question for the Almanac is, what is the name of Roscoe's dog on Dukes of Hazzard? Mm-hmm. Some people probably know it without us even having to tell you that it was earlier in the Almanac. But
right. What's
the name of Roscoe's bloodhound? First person who calls in with the correct answer wins tickets to Elvis. Saturday, April 13th is Saturday. Call now, 763-450-0100. Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. The upcoming Bobathon brought to you by Neil. And would you like to go with Ring of Fire? Mm-hmm. Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? Mm-hmm. Or Hole in My Pocket?
Are You Sure Hank?
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLC.